Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, isolated showers and thunderstorms, sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms late, lower 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny again, isolated showers and thunderstorms, the upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, chance of storms overnight, 68. And Friday, more storms. Right now, it's 72.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Garden City police say a 31-year-old suspect is facing possible first-degree murder charges after a restaurant owner was killed last Thursday. Police in Garden City said in a news release yesterday that Marcus William Rohde was arrested in the death of 69-year-old Ernie Ortiz. Officers found Ortiz Thursday night lying in the parking lot of his restaurant, El Conquistador, in Garden City. He'd been shot several times and later died at a hospital. Police are indicating the shooting could have been linked to an attempted robbery. The Eureka High School football team will have the home field advantage for the first time in more than a year when it plays on the 27th of this month. The team will play at home that night for the first time since an EF3 tornado destroyed their field in June of 2018. The team, called the Tornadoes, played every game last season on the road. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
Hear that? Stampede's coming.
Here we go, here we go.
Must be Ford Truck Month. It's time to get the best deals on America's best-selling trucks for 42 years straight. But hurry. Because this stampede won't be here for long.
Stop till we let you on.
This is Rusty, office manager at Augusta Flight Center. One of the newest additions to our 11 aircraft fleet is 733 Tango Kilo. This beautifully maintained Cessna 172 has already become a favorite with many of our pilots. With a useful load of 843 pounds, a standard six-pack, and dual VORs, it's a steal at $105 an hour and a great primary trainer or time builder. For more information on our aircraft and training options, go to our AFC Facebook page, our website at iflyaugusta.com, or call 316-733-4080.
The suspect in the murder of a Rooks County man was found dead in his home near Inman. The KBI says 47-year-old John Flowers was found dead of an apparent suicide on Monday. He was a suspect in the murder of Mark Reif. Last Wednesday evening and Thursday morning, the KBI interviewed Flowers. Multiple search warrants were also served at his residence near Inman. Saturday evening, deputies from the Rice County Sheriff's Office responded to Flowers' home for a welfare check when he didn't show up for work or respond to relatives. Arriving deputies discovered Flowers deceased inside the home. The Big 12 Conference and ESPN announced Monday that Kansas State's Big 12 Conference opener at Oklahoma State on the 28th of this month will kick off at 6 p.m. and be streamed live on Big 12 Now on ESPN. K-State is currently riding a two-game winning streak over Oklahoma State. I'm Rick Everett with your Wednesday news on the Mid-America Network.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. The Nebraska trial of a Kansas man charged with the collision deaths of four Iowa motorcyclists has been delayed again. The new trial starting date for 24-year-old Jesser Cisneros Hernandez of Liberal, Kansas is December 3rd. Keith County District Court records say he pleaded not guilty in October of 2017 to four felony counts of vehicular homicide and associated charges. The North Platte Telegraph reports Cisneros Hernandez's trial previously had been set to start in July of 2018, then successively in April, August, and October of this year. Prosecutors say Cisneros Hernandez's vehicle hit two motorcycles carrying two people each back on July 1st of 2017 near Ogallala. And Nebraska weather forecasters say it could be feeling like fall by Sunday in the state with high temperatures only in the mid-70s. Mid-America Network News.
The design and performance of the Gleaner Combine is like no other. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. A compact and efficient transverse rotor system delivers unmatched cleaning, great grain quality, and durability, and they've been made that way since 1980. So whether you get an older R62 or a newer S97, you'll be getting optimum harvesting performance. Season to season, field to field, and crop to crop. Now is the time to upgrade your operation with a pre-owned Gleaner Combine. It's not too late to get 100% Gleaner performance for fall harvest season with a pre-owned Gleaner Combine from Schmidt & Sons. Until the end of September, you can get a great value with 0% for 24 months on select pre-owned Gleaner Combines. Contact us at Schmidt & Sons for complete program details. We will also have you covered with parts and service on that Gleaner Combine, making the overall value even better. Call or come to Schmidt & Sons 6 miles west of Andale or in Winfield on the west side of town on Highway 160, or find us on the web at schmidt.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. After nearly 6 months of flooding conditions affecting the Tuttle Creek Basin, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are stepping up release rates in efforts to bring levels down before winter. Brian Twombly with the Corps of Engineers was a recent guest on our public affairs program.
Currently, we're releasing 12,000 cubic feet per second from the reservoir, and the lake is dropping about half a foot per day. As we continue into the late summer and fall, we plan to continue releases around this level to allow the lake to continue to drop. We anticipate that'll take about 3 months to get all of this flood storage.